What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go. Today, I've got a fitness expert. His name is Blake Holm. He is the CEO of Blake Holm Fitness. He's really built his career in one of the most challenging places in the world to build a career in fitness because there's so much competition. But he is an elite trainer at Equinox. He is also developed an unbelievable online training business that's really sent his career skyrocketing. So I'm really, really excited to get some of the habits, rituals, and routines from Blake here on the show. Blake, welcome to the KOH pod.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here. And thanks for having me.
100%, man. So, you know, we keep it pretty simple here. This is all value packed. We want to know what you do as an elite trainer to some of the latest and greatest in New York, around the country and abroad. We want to know what you do to stay at the top of your game. So I'm going to ask you a few questions and you'll walk us through, and hopefully we get some great value so that people can implement some of the stuff that you do into their lives. Cool?
Yeah, sounds great.
What is your morning routine look like?
I think this is going to vary a little bit from what most people would say. A lot of people kind of start out with a workout and things like that, but I actually don't start my days with a workout. I hold that off till later in the day. And we'll get to that in a minute. But just wake up. First thing, I usually get either like coffee or some sort of caffeine in me just to get me going for the day. It's something I just kind of look forward to in the mornings. And then I'll eat right after that. Always eat a healthy breakfast. And then I'll go into scheduling my day out. So, you know, I'll sit down, look at meetings I have, sessions I have, what have you. Make sure my day's planned out, schedule my workout in there too, where I have an opening. And then from there, I go into journaling. So I picked that up a few years ago. Been a kind of a game changer for me, just getting my thoughts down on paper. And then from there, I'll usually listen to a podcast while I'm either in the shower or just getting ready for my day. Been listening to this one. I listen to, you know, Brendan Burchard, Gary Vee, which I know you had him on here first episode. So that was a really good one as well. But things like that, that's kind of how I start my morning.
What time do you normally wake up?
So it varies anywhere from like 6 to 6:30 usually.
What does your wind down routine look like?
What I typically do is when I get home from the day, eat dinner right away. I always try to eat a nutritious dinner too. Make sure I'm getting, you know, proteins, carbs, good fats, vitamins and minerals, all of that. From there, I usually shower, start off hot, and then usually kind of go to colder showers at the end. It just kind of helps me cool off, I feel like. And after my hard day training and working out myself, that cold shower just feels so good after the day. So do that. After that, I usually just spend time with my fiance, Monica. We have two little dogs as well. So spend time with the family, maybe go for a walk with them or something like that. From there, we usually watch a little bit of TV. We don't watch a lot. And then I'll end the night with just reading whatever I'm reading at the time, and try to get in bed by 10:30. It's the goal every night. Sometimes it's a little later, but if I can stick to that, that seems to work for me pretty well.
So you end cap your day every day with reading?
Yes.
How long do you read for?
It varies. I usually go for like a chapter or so in whatever I'm reading. Now, if I'm really, you know, really getting into the book and I have a little bit of time, it's not too late. You know, I'll read two or three chapters on occasion, but usually as long as I can get a chapter in every night, I'm happy with that.
What are you reading right now?
I've been reading Big Money Energy by Ryan Serhant. just love his everything he's built, like with real estate here in the city and stuff. So really cool book so far. And then next I have Gary Vee's new book that I'm going to start reading. A friend got that for me. So I'm really pumped to read that one too.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand. We launched the brand with a product called The Protagonist. It is a superhuman oatmeal. It is not just regular oatmeal. It is plant-based, dairy-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, packed with 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, probiotic, digestive enzymes, truly the best thing you can put in your body to kickstart your day. Used as a pre-workout meal or a post-workout meal. This is a meal, everybody. This is not a snack. This is a meal. It is perfect for on the go. Use promo code KOHPOD20, the number 20. That's KOHPOD20 at checkout when you pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That is creatures with a K, creaturesofhabit.com. We appreciate you. We love you. And now on to the pod. Talk to us about three habits you do throughout your day that have made a massive impact on your life that you simply could not live without.
The first being the obvious, working out. Way back in college and stuff, when I really kind of found my passion for fitness and stuff like that, working out was just like everything to me. It's kind of like therapy. You know, you get to take your day out or whatever on the weights or pushing yourself to, you know, be better. So working out for me transformed my life. On top of that, a few years ago when I started journaling, back to that, the journaling was huge for me.
Do you use a specific journal?
I don't. I just get a blank journal like off Amazon or something like that. And usually just write down my thoughts. I've been considering maybe getting, I know there's some like guided ones and things like that. Been thinking about maybe buying one of those and trying that out. But right now, just plain journal.
What's your third habit?
Planning for the next day. Before I started like writing down things and planning stuff, I would just be going from one thing to another and just kind of not knowing where my day is going to lead me. And I would either sometimes, miss a workout because of it, because I didn't schedule my day like I should, or maybe I was out, wasn't planning my meals and I'm having to eat something bad, whatever the case may be. I think planning was another big thing, just making that a daily habit. And it changed my life too.
When you're taking on a new client, what percentage are you spending with them on fitness versus nutrition? If someone's goal is to change their body composition to lose some weight, let's just use that as an example. What percentage do you think they need to focus on to see success on a program with you? Is it more fitness related, or is it more nutrition related, or is it even Steven?
I mean, they definitely both go hand in hand, but I mean, honestly, I think it's a 70-30 split with nutrition, maybe even more than that. I mean, you know, on average, I see clients 2 to 3 times a week, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but I'm only with them for like an hour per session, right? So that matters too. It's going to set them up for success, but what are they doing when they're not with me is so much more important. So the nutrition, you know, we can be working out hard, we can be pushing ourselves to limits every day, but if we're, you know, eating like crap, then we're not going to get the changes we want to see, especially in someone wanting to lose weight, number one. So nutrition is, yeah, definitely 70% of it. Just teaching ways for, you know, some of these people with busy lives to be able to incorporate healthy foods in their day is huge. Having them plan their meals out, what they're going to have. If they're going out to maybe a big dinner, right? Business dinner, something like that. What are they getting when they're there? While still being able to enjoy themselves, right? So teaching them those things is most of the battle.
Can you give us a few little tips and tricks for trying to figure out how to follow a nutritious lifestyle, but also enjoy yourself? You know, is there any advice that you can give for that? Because I'm an athlete myself, and fitness and nutrition are really important to my lifestyle, if not the most important thing for me. And I know that nutrition is really the name of the game, even though you're not going to hit your goals without activity. Nutrition really is what is going to make you perform better and also going to allow you to hit your goals if the goal is to either gain weight or lose weight. But I never sacrifice flavor, man. I never ever eat like people always think that you've got to eat like
steamed chicken breast, steamed broccoli, steamed carrots, and, you know, non-dressed kale. And that's just simply not the truth. Like, that is just wrong, right? Like, you can do that, but you don't have to. So can you give a couple of tips?
A thing too is about the balance aspect first. It's just, what are you doing most of the time? If you're eating healthy most of the time, but you're going out to eat on occasion or having bad food, you're having, you know, ice cream or what have you, what are you doing majority of the time? That's what it comes down to. If you're eating good, you're not going to have an issue with those meals. Those are not going to set you back, right? The biggest thing with me is when I'm talking to clients that I hear most often is when they do mess up once, they feel so awful. And they're like, well, yeah, I messed up on Friday night, so I figured I just ruined my whole weekend. And then they eat bad the whole weekend, right? So I think it's, you know, when you do have a bad meal or, you know, miss something, it's looking at it and just enjoy it and then move past it. And just go back to right where you were, right on track with eating healthy, and you're going to be completely fine.
Are there any proteins that you love to prescribe to your clients, and also carbohydrates that you love to prescribe?
Proteins, I mean, I eat it all. So, you know, chicken, steak, love steak. I think it's extremely beneficial to still eat red meat. I know a lot of people don't, but in my experience with it, I've been just a much healthier, felt much better when I do have it in my diet. Then you have like turkey breasts, you have even bacon and stuff like that on occasion as well. I think if you're getting a wide array of different meats, you're going to be there. And then obviously you have plant proteins and stuff too, that are very good. Actually, just kind of taking that a little differently, the KOH, the new oats that I've been eating, those are a game changer too, protein wise. So I've actually been recommending those to clients as well lately. And I know a few that are going to be ordering that. So exciting. They've loved them so far. But yeah, those are the proteins, carbohydrates. I mean, I usually keep it simple with those. I like, rice. I love jasmine rice, make it in the rice cooker all the time. You're going to get some carbs from some fruits, right? I definitely like to incorporate fruits in my diet too. We need that balance. That's usually the go-to. I mean, stay away from fried things as much as possible, and find, you know, some other options on the menu, like, you know, like the baked potato, that's fine. The sweet potato, those things are okay, as long as we're not loading them up with sour cream, you know, and all the toppings and things like that too. So it's just finding that sweet spot.
When it comes to fitness and training, from your experience, where have you seen the most success in transforming people's body compositions? What modality, what style of fitness?
Personally, I'm a huge believer in just strength training. I've had people see the most long-term success with that. Now, with that, you know, that doesn't mean like we're just lifting heavy weights and we're not doing anything else. We still want to incorporate some sort of cardio activity. We still want to be doing some type of HIIT training on occasion and different things. But ultimately, I think you have to have strength training as being the staple in that, to build muscle mass. That's going to help your body burn more calories throughout the day, right? Once you're adding that lean mass to your body, which is going to help you not only get to that goal weight, but be able to sustain that for the long term. You have people that you can definitely lose weight just doing cardio. You see it all the time. But what happens when you cut back on that cardio? Usually the weight comes back. So I think strength training is just number one for me.
Yeah, I've also noticed through my experience that just straight up cardio, not only, I mean, you will lose weight, but it'll typically tap into your muscle fibers. And so you're going to be burning your muscle tissue as opposed to just fat, right? Like through my bodybuilding, you know, journey, I never did any running. I never did any cycling. Really all I did throughout the whole last 3 years. I mean, I'll take a jog because I enjoy jogging, but what I did for effective cardio for me was uphill walking on the treadmill. You know, that low intensity, steady state, keeping my heart rate at about 125 to 130 for 30 minutes after a strength session is so impactful. And especially when you tag team it with the right nutrition, the dialed nutrition, it really is a foolproof plan. You know, when you're lifting weights, you're strength training for about an hour or so, and then you add on 30 minutes of low intensity, steady state cardio on like a Stairmaster or a uphill treadmill for 30 minutes, and you're in a calorie deficit, you're going to lose weight. you're gonna lose weight, and chances are you're gonna retain the muscle that you currently have. It is hard, from my experience, to gain muscle and lose weight at the same time. Gaining muscle, you know, one of the things that I find to be so funny when I talk to people about, when they ask me what I do, and I'm like, oh, these days I really focus on resistance strength training, heavy weights. And they're like, oh, I don't do that because I just don't want to get big. I don't want to get too big. And I'm like, do you have any idea how hard it is to get big? Like, when people say, I don't want to get big, I'm like, do you know how hard it is to put on a pound of muscle? It is so hard to put on a pound of muscle, especially if you're in your 30s and 40s and 50s, right? Like, you've got to really work to put on muscle. I've been strength training hardcore for the last 3 years, and I just turned 41. So, you know, I've been eating for that kind of life. I might have gained 5 pounds of muscle in the last 5 years, maybe. You know, it's no joke. So anybody who's listening, really foolproof plan. I wanted to just get it from Blake because he is the pro and the expert. If you want to lose weight and be in the best shape of your life, I would honestly advise you to lift weights and do low intensity, steady state cardio. And if you're looking to lose weight, make sure that you're eating less than you're spending. So you have to be in a calorie deficit. One habit that you've broken, how you broke it and how it changed your life.
I guess you could consider this a habit, but I've always been kind of like an introvert growing up and things like that. And, you know, I came from like a very small town. So people would just, you know, go get that kind of steady income job and just kind of live their lives happy. And that's fine. But that wasn't for me. But it was scary because I wanted more. So I let that hold me back for, you know, a little bit. And then I was like, I want to do more with my life, but I was just so scared to take that step. So I think when I broke, I guess, the habit of letting kind of fear the unknown, once I broke that habit once by just going after like a job I never even thought I would be able to get somewhere else. Once I broke that, it was like everything else kind of started opening for me. I was, you know, pushing myself harder with even like social media, with getting clients that I didn't know I would be able to land, things like that. And once I just kind of broke that fear of the unknown and fear of wanting more than just kind of the average, I think just my life just took off.
All right, dude, I got a few quick fires for you. What is your go-to cheat meal?
For me, it would have to be burger and fries. I'm just a big burger and fries guy. I mean, big burger, you know, or even sweet potato fries too. Those are amazing, but that's gotta be the go-to.
The problem with a burger and fries for me is I eat a burger so fast. Like, I really do. I eat a burger so fast that, like, when I think of a cheat meal for me, it really is, it's not a burger. It's like a big bowl. And I don't do this often at all because it totally fucks me up because I'm my body's super sensitive to gluten. But I love a huge bowl of pasta, just a huge bowl of pasta. And if I'm going to go for it, like a cream sauce with shrimp and you know, after my bodybuilding competition in November, we went to this Italian restaurant and I hadn't eaten a cheat meal in like 6 months. I normally live this like 80% of the time life, but it was my first pro competition and I really wanted a place in the show. And so I said, fuck it, I'm committing. I did not have a single cheat meal in 6 months. And so we went to this Italian restaurant and I had 2 bowls of pasta, pizza, ice cream. Before that, I had chicken and waffles. I mean, dude, I went nuts. My body did not like me. I do not recommend that to anybody. I will not do that again. Honestly, a cheat meal is awesome. A cheat day, just don't do it.
That reminds me of my first show. I did kind of the same thing after, you know, dieting for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I went and just ate everything in sight and I was out of commission the next day for sure.
Interestingly enough, the next day I worked out and I looked like a goddamn Adonis. My muscles were like, but then the day after that, I wanted to die. my body didn't like it. What is your go-to healthy meal?
I'm a big breakfast guy. Love eggs. So honestly, just eggs, honestly, cheese on them. Love that. And then I'll eat, just kind of mixed berries usually. Love mixed berries. That's kind of my go-to healthy meal. I mean, eggs and berries. I know it sounds weird, but that's for me, like throw some hot sauce on the eggs. And then I eat kind of the berries as like a after at the end. And it's just my go-to meal.
What's your favorite city in the world?
I'd have to say New York City. I'm living here now and loving it. So doesn't get much better.
Book recommendation that you give regularly.
I love Tim Grover's new book, Winning. That's probably one of the best books I read last year. And I recommend it often. Definitely check that out.
Favorite podcast?
I mean, honestly, right now, I'd say this one. I mean, I know that's like a cheesy answer there, but I've been loving the content that's been coming out on this one so far. Glad to be a part of it and can't wait to see, you know, all the guests you bring through this year.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in functional nutrition. The protagonist is a superhuman, incredibly delicious instant and overnight oatmeal blend developed to feed your body the most optimized blend of vitamins, minerals, and macros. With premium oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, a probiotic, and digestive enzymes in each pouch, you will never have to think about what to eat for breakfast, pre-workout or post-workout meal, or a healthy meal any time of the day in a pinch. Made four simple and convenient ways. 1, just add hot water. 2, overnight in the fridge. 3, add to a delicious smoothie or simply put in the microwave. Take the stress out of worrying about what to eat for a healthy and delicious way to kickstart your day. And if you fast, this is the perfect meal one as it delivers wellness, satiety, and delicious flavors. Pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creaturesofhabit.com with a K, creaturesofhabit.com, and put in promo code KOHPOD20 for 20% off your first order.
I always finish with a final question, which is a bit of a tough one, but what is it all for, man? What is the grind that you put in and day out to be a better human being? What is it all for?
Well, I think you said it right there, just to be my best self. I want to be the best, not only for me, but for my family. Honestly, just show, you know, I come from a super small town and just to show people that there's more out there if that's what they want. That, you know, you can literally accomplish, I truly believe you can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it and your heart to it. So I think it's just being the best version of me for, you know, my family and those around me. You know, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, financially, right? Everything. I just want to be the best I can be for those around me.
Dude, this has been awesome, man. I appreciate it. We took a little turn by asking you some, getting into the fitness and nutrition questions. But I think when I got a guy like you on the podcast, it's great to get some tips and tricks for the listeners. And I appreciate you taking the time, man. You're really, it's an inspiration watching you, and you've built a really cool community online. And anybody who's looking to step up their game and, you know, transform their body or take their physique to the next level, I would give Blake Holm a shout. Where could we find you, Blake?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Blake Holman Fitness. Best place to reach me there, probably.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam. Peace.